This is the day that God has made. And I always think about it as today didn't just show up. God made today. Today is a day of transformation. Today's a day of great things. And again, something great is going to happen today because God is so great and He's so greatly to be praised. And Father, we thank You for this day that You have made. And we rejoice in it and we're thankful for it. We thank You for Your goodness, oh God. You're so good. And You watch over Your people. And even more than that, Father, You interface with us. You speak to us. You open our heart and our mind to Your will, Your word, and Your wisdom. And I pray for everyone that's watching. I pray that God touch you in a unique way. This is the day God made. It isn't a repeat of yesterday or days gone by. This is a great new day that God has made, and we rejoice in the Lord, and we're glad. And Father, we give You praise for Your word. Let it glorify You, Father. Be heard in it. Be pleased in it. Guide us in Your perfect favor, Lord. And that's what we seek. We seek Your heart, Your mind. We seek Your kingdom. And we thank You, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I agree. And that's the way it is. We've been talking about prophecy and the importance of prophecy. And we established in the last service that we had, that prophecy is essential because it really is the integrity. It's a structural design by God in the world. God foretold in the beginning. And I want to read one of the first prophetic words, one of the very first prophetic words we hear in the Bible, and it's from Genesis 1 and verse 3, and it says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." The Word says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and it is. And the same was in the beginning with God. And this is referencing Jesus Christ, which the Scriptures tell us is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, I remember early on when, first of all, let me just say, my younger upbringings until I was roughly, you know, a young teenager, I didn't know anything about prophecy. I didn't grow up in a family that talked prophecy. I didn't grow up in a church type family or lifestyle. I grew up pretty ignorant of the Word of God until I was a young teenager when Christ came in and just transformed my life. And I've shared the story a few times, and I want to share it one more time. Well, actually, that's not true. It's not going to. I'll probably share it a lot of times. But I remember I had went to a church because my sister was really ill with a stomach disorder. I believe they called it a bowel obstruction. And she was only 5 years old at the time. And I remember everyone was concerned. Everyone was very worried about my sister. We didn't know if she was going to live or not. And to watch a little baby like that suffer was pretty hard and pretty challenging, and really not knowing Christ at that time. And I remember as we went to church, and the reason we went is because we were told that you could pray and that God would hear you and He would heal you. And my mom remembered that from when she was really young. And so she sent me and my brother, and we went to a church. And pastor was up there ministering, speaking, preaching. And again, I didn't know anything about the Word. I mean, I had prayed. I prayed most of my life. I was just moved by the Spirit of God. I know what it was now to pray, to seek God, even though I didn't really know what I was doing or really how to pray. I remember I went to Catholic church a few times, and I learned to pray the rosary. And so I would do that. But I didn't really know how to seek God out of my heart. And so as we were in this church and the pastor was ministering, I felt the presence of the Lord. And I didn't know how to describe it then, but I do now. And I felt the presence of the Lord draw me out of my seat. And again, you're talking about a young man that had no clue as to what church was. No one was there encouraging me to get up. I mean, I'm in church just going, this is different, you know, this is different. And the Spirit of God came, and the only way I know to describe it is the Spirit of the Lord came and drew me out from the altar, and I just felt this incredible, I wouldn't even known how to think about it or talk about it then, but just a warm sense of caring and a warm sense of love from God. And He drew me up to the altar. Drew me, meaning I felt like I was, you know, being driven, but no one was pushing me. But God was just wooing, drawing me to the altar. And I remember going, and I just fell down on my knees, and again, not knowing what I was even supposed to do, or that I was even supposed to do that, or go up to the altar. And I couldn't even tell you if anyone else had gone up. I don't know if I was the only one. I don't remember. There may have been others there, but Spirit of God just drew me, and I just hit my knees, and I don't even remember praying a particular prayer, even though I pray with people all the time when we encourage them to pray with us and receive Christ, and we pray what we refer to oftentimes as the prayer of salvation. I don't know that I even prayed that. As a matter of fact, I know I didn't pray it that day. And the Spirit of God just moved on me in such a deep, profound way. I remember after the service, we had went home, my brother and whoever was with us in the car, someone said to me, I remember them saying, hey, what happened to you up there? You went up front and on the altar, and what happened? And I remember saying, I don't know. I don't know, something happened. And I felt a change from God immediately. And I want to encourage everyone by saying this. Everyone's experience when you have an encounter with Christ can be radically different. That was mine. This was my experience. And God just transformed my life that day, but I didn't know what changed. All I knew is I, for the first time, felt the presence of the Lord, or as I would refer to it today, having a greater understanding, I heard the voice of God speak to me inside and call me to a future that I was completely unaware of even existed. And I know now that at that point in time, God prophetically touched my life, and there wasn't anyone around to tell me anything. I remember someone saying, we've been praying for this for a long time. Probably the only words I remember that came from anyone that day. So obviously there were family members there that had been praying that God would save me and my brother and sister and our household. And so God touched my life that day. What was incredible also was He healed my sister. She came out of the hospital totally healed, totally well. She had an operation, but God did a wonder and healed her. And she's strong and well and as ornery as ever and alive today, and I love her with all my heart. But God uses so many different things. And would you say, or would I say, God did that to my sister? Of course not. When a man's tempted or anything is evil, the Word says, don't think God did it, because God cannot be tempted of evil, neither tempts He any man. But I can tell you one thing, God turned my life around through that moment. And it reminds me of the Scripture, Romans 8, that says, it says, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, I have to be honest, I didn't know to love God at that time as I do today, but God loved me. But the point is all things work together for good when you're the called. And God has called you, and I want you to be encouraged in this. God has called you. He's called your life, or into your life, called you for a new life, a greater life. Even if you know Christ and you've walked with Him for a while, God wants to do something incredible in your life, because something great is going to happen today. And I make that a prophetic word in my life every single day. And I want to encourage you in that. But God transformed my life, and I realize today that there was such a prophetic anointing coming towards me, because God was calling me into something that would later be revealed through me. But you have to walk a minute sometimes. Again, we talked the last teaching, we talked about Jeremiah having to go someplace for God to show him, for God to speak to him. And we interface with different aspects of insight and revelation from God. And again, all things work together. And I believe that with all my heart, all my mind. All things work together for good to them that love God. Just have a heart for God. Don't be angry at God because things didn't work out the way you wanted to. Listen, God doesn't make things go wrong. God makes wrong things go right. God doesn't turn your world upside down and leave you upside down. When you're upside down and God turns you right side up, it may feel like you're upside down for a minute, but you'll acclimate to being right side up. The Spirit of God is so profoundly present and powerful. I love what he said to Moses when Moses said, "Who will you send with me?" And God said, "Me. My presence will go with you." And the prophetic word, the prophetic anointing of God spans far beyond the boundaries of someone just pointing a finger at you or just having a dream or someone just prophesying to you over the phone or through an email. And all those things happen. And all those things are very real and very, very powerful. And that I know because I've lived it most of my life. But that silent voice that spoke to me transformed my life, and I know it is the prophetic word of God. And I want to say to everyone that's watching tonight, God's going to do something in your life that's going to transform you from one glory to another glory. As the word says, from faith to faith. God transformed my life that day. My whole family got saved. My sister got healed. And here today, I stand or sit testifying that God's word is alive. God's word is powerful. God's word is yes, and God's word is amen. He had me go down to a church to pray for my sister, not knowing that through it he was going to save my family's life. He was going to speak to me for the first time in a way that it just transformed me. And that's the power of prophecy. So my first experience with a prophetic word wasn't through some individual speaking to me, but it was through the Spirit of the living God. It was through the Spirit that spoke to me words that I didn't really even understand. I couldn't necessarily put my finger on it, but my soul, my mind, my heart, and my spirit felt life come into me, and it has changed me then, now, and forevermore. And that same Spirit of God is present to change you. And the whole point of this evening and the next two or three teachings is to awaken you to the sense of the reality of the power of prophecy and the prophecy of God's will working in your life. The word in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 says, it's talking about waiting patiently for something, believing God and waiting for it patiently, and it will make itself known. And the word says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Some versions say infirmities. Whatever your trial is, we do not know what we ought to pray. Sometimes you just don't. You don't know. I've been there. Probably most of you have been there. Not sure what to pray. Something comes into your life and you're not sure which direction to go or what you should do or if you're doing the right thing or did you do something wrong. You don't know. But I love the word here where it says that the Holy Spirit will speak to us, but not only to us, but He speaks through us. And by His Spirit, He intercedes for us through wordless groanings or words which cannot be uttered. And I mean, what is that? I mean, words that cannot, groanings, words that cannot be uttered. I know what it is because I experienced it when I first came to know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Was when God spoke into my soul, words that made me alive, like Adam did. When God created Adam, and the word said He took the dust and he formed man, and He breathed into Adam the breath or the ruach of life, and man, Adam, became a living soul. God's word, the prophetic word of the Lord, it so transcends, it so goes beyond what we can simply speak. But whether it's a spoken word as we understand it, or a word of revelation, a revelatory word of awakening, it transforms your life and it turns you into the creation that God wanted you to be, just like He did when He spoke into Adam's life. And today, what I want to share with you is that anointing word. And in the last service, I said I wanted to share the scripture, and that was it. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." First prophetic word. God followed through with creating the entire world and creating man. And what did He use? The word of prophecy. Don't ever let anyone tell you that prophecy isn't real or prophecy isn't for today. Prophecy, again, is the structural integrity of the church. Because what prophecy actually is the word of God, the Spirit of God, as we read last Wednesday, the Spirit of God speaking to you and revealing the heart of the Father. And right here, the Word tells us that it is the Holy Spirit, and this is what it says, speaks through us words that cannot be uttered. Now, I want to tell you this. After that experience in my life, being born again, I began to prophesy. I mean, I didn't even know what I was doing or if I was doing right, but the Spirit of God had transformed me so much, I wanted to know God more. I wanted to know Him better, and as a young man, in my early teens, shortly after I became born again, I began to prophesy. God began to move on my heart, and there was absolutely a time of learning, a time of understanding what was going on, and when do you prophesy, and when do you not prophesy. And I had such a zeal, I wanted to prophesy to everybody all the time. I probably did. I know I did. And you realize that when you step out by faith and you just know God is with you, you just stop worrying about the what ifs, and you still start walking in the yeses and the amens. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I lived this scripture, so it's so alive to me. And it says, He who searches the heart, or our, or your heart, knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And then it says, and we know that all things work together for good. All things work together according to God's will, for those who love Him and to those who are called according to His purpose. Prophecy is an awakening. It's insight to the purpose of God. Whether you go out and prophesy to anyone ever in your life, or you hear the Word of God prophetically speaking to you, and it changes your life. That's why Jesus said, in the last days, there's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And here's where we're at today. How do we invoke, or do we? I mean, how do we know when that time, that latter time of that outpouring is going to happen? Because remember, Joel prophesied and said in the last days, I believe it's Joel 2:29, said in the last days, says God, there will be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. It literally says all flesh is going to begin to prophesy. So how do we, or can we do anything to make that time show up? We wait for a long time. Or we've waited for a long time. And one day, in the day we call it the day of Pentecost, when Jesus had risen and ascended to the Father, and He said, I'm going to send you the promise of the Father. And I love the Holy Spirit. He's called the promise of the Father. And Jesus said, I want you to go into the upper room, they called it that time, and I want you to wait. He said, just tarry there. There's so much power in tarrying for the Word of God. He said, I want you to tarry and I want you to wait till you be endowed with power from on high. And He said, the Holy Spirit is going to come, and you're going to prophesy. So at this time, the Holy Spirit comes into the room. The Word says that the room was filled with, it appeared like a wind, and it filled the whole house. The Word says that there were men from every nation and every country assembled there at that time. And the disciples were waiting. So I want to say this. What steps do we take so we can hear the voice of God, and so we can prophetically speak into our own lives, as the Word says, so we can affect that moment of time? What do we do? Well, you do what Peter did. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. When? When they anticipated, they waited, they tarried, which meant simply they were anticipating, they came together in unity. We come together in unity, and we're saying God's going to speak to us. Here at PFC, we do that all the time. We come here, we assemble here, and we say, God's going to speak to us. We come tarrying, waiting for the Word of God, and God never lets us down. We hear through the teaching of the Word, God prophetically speaking to us. Prophetic words go out that touch and change people's lives, and constantly and consistently, I hear people say, that was exactly what I needed to hear, or you had no idea, but this happened and that happened, or God spoke to me. And prophecy isn't just a word that excites you. Prophecy is a word, it's a power, it's an authority, it's a force from God that brings us together, as the Word said, in the unity of the faith. That's why the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher were assigned by God into the world, because He said to bring us into the unity of the faith, into the maturity of the Spirit. And the Spirit speaks to you the heart of God, leads you in the heart of God. This word right here talks about a groaning that cannot be uttered. Prophecy isn't only about what you hear with your ear. It's about what is revealed in your heart. Words that cannot be uttered. When I was born again that day, and I was asked what happened, I couldn't describe it. I didn't know. I know the terminology now. I've studied the word. You know, I've been born again, saved since I was just a young boy, and I know what it is now. I know how to connect terms and phrases to being born again, transformed, renewed by the Spirit in my mind. But back then, this spirit here, what is this spirit? It's a word of prophecy to me. God was saying, I'm going to change your life. I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you from death, hell, and the grave. I'm going to give you a life of eternity, and I'm going to transform you and your mom and your brother and your sister, and I'm going to change your lives. And if you wonder why I didn't say my dad had passed away years prior in a work-related accident. So my dad wasn't around, but it was my mom, my brother, my sister, and myself. And what God was saying to me prophetically that I couldn't utter, I couldn't say, I couldn't speak, was I'm going to change your world for the better, and I'm going to transform your life, and I'm going to use you to speak my word. That was the spirit of prophecy that could not be uttered. But nonetheless, prophecy is alive. Prophecy is God revealing His heart. As the Word says, the Spirit searches the heart of God. And then the Scriptures tell us in another passage that He reveals the secret things of God, that He tells us of things to come. So I want you to execute in your heart full knowledge that you need to be hungry for the prophetic anointing of God. So how do we bring this time of the prophecy of Joel and the prophecy of Peter? Peter stood up one day after being filled with the Holy Ghost and he said, this is that which was prophesied by Joel. So Joel prophesies a time that didn't exist in Joel's day, but he foretells a time that exists in Peter's day. And then Peter refers back to Joel's day, because the prophetic word of the Lord transcends all time. It's He which was, which is, and which is to come. The prophetic word of God not only heals you in the present and foretells your future, but the prophetic word of the Lord will heal your past. It did mine, transformed it. Paul said, this one thing I've learned. He said, I forget the things that are behind, and I press forward for the mark of the prize. What is that? The high calling of God. God's going to teach me. He's going to say something to me. Every time I get up to speak the Word of God, I'm excited because I believe in the prophetic anointing of the Lord. I know God's going to say something that I haven't thought about. I know God's going to reveal something to me or to the body. I know He's going to give me a prophetic word for someone. Something great is going to happen. And the whole point is I believe this is, as Peter did, I believe this is that. This is that day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And how do we invoke that moment of time? Number one, by believing that this is that day, just as Peter did. By believing the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out, and a generation and generations of young and old, rich and poor, people of all walks of life are going to prophesy the Word of the Lord. What should we be believing in these, as some people say, I call them incredible times, but trying times. What should we be believing? What Peter did. This is the outpouring. This is a day of prophecy. This is a day where God is going to speak a word and He's going to bring it to pass before our very eyes. He's going to transform hearts and lives. He's going to transform us in ways we had never even anticipated, ways we didn't know. He did mine. He'll do it for you. God is no respecter of person. I can tell you here and now, there wasn't a single thing that I did that qualified me any more than anyone else on the planet, but the Spirit of God touched me and I did one thing. I went down. I just surrendered to the unction, to the yearning of the Holy Spirit, not knowing. You don't have to know everything about what God is telling you to do it. That's part of the prophetic word. It's a yearning from God. It's a drawing by the Holy Spirit that says, walk in this place, step in my steps, and listen to me as He did with Moses. He told Moses, Moses went up to the mountain. God said, go into Egypt, and I'm going to show you what I'm going to do there. Did the same thing with Jeremiah. He did the same thing with Elijah. Elijah had an anointing of God that transformed lives, that continue to transform lives today, because prophecy has no expiration date. It really has no beginning and it has no end, because it is the heart of God, just like Jesus Christ. And the Word tells us in Revelations 19:10, that Jesus Christ is the Spirit of prophecy. What does that mean? Well, literally, Christ is revealed in His Word, and when His Word is revealed, you're seeing Christ. The body of Christ, the Word of Christ, the revelation of Jesus is the heart of God being revealed. It's Christ. It's knowing Christ, hearing Christ, walking in the Spirit of Christ. How can we bring this in this time, this latter-day time, the revelation of Jesus Christ? By anticipating, knowing, believing, yearning for the Word of prophecy. The Word teaches us, it says, you should desire all types of spiritual gifts. You should desire to speak in tongues. But it says, desire, in 1 Corinthians 14, what it says, desire, more than anything, desire to prophesy. Desire to prophesy. I remember when God transformed my life, and I believe it's a huge part of why I have a prophetic anointing, is because I desired the spirit of prophecy. Because it spoke to me, not understanding what was going on, not linking being born again to the word of prophecy, but understanding today, God spoke to my spirit. He called out my name. That's what the word says. We can't come except the Spirit draws. We can't come to Christ. You can't call on His name. So if you've been born again, if you've ever came or come to Christ and you asked Him to be Lord of your life and you've fallen away and you wonder if God ever even really touched your life, He did, or you would never have called on Him. You would never have asked Him to transform your life or to be Lord of your life. Don't let your experiences that seem to fall far short of your expectations deceive you into thinking that maybe you weren't saved. You just need to remember. You need to remember. God has called you by your name. And it's our doubts. It's listening to other voices. The Word says there's a lot of voices out there, but He said, "My sheep know My voice. And a stranger, they just won't follow." You hear the voice of God. Say that to yourself. I hear the voice of God. I desire to prophesy. I hear the voice of God. I'm His sheep. You're not His sheep because you decided to be His sheep. You're His sheep. You're born again because He chose you. He decided. And when we put off, take the weight off, sometimes a lot of people born again still try to walk in Old Testament Old Testament laws or Old Testament mindsets, figuring it's the work we do. And you work too hard and you obtain too little. Jesus said, "Come to Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take My yoke on you. Learn about Me and you'll find rest to your soul." Prophecy is not just what is spoken outward. Prophecy is the movement of God in your life that transforms your life. So when you think about prophecy, realize this: God put that spirit in you. That's why you're going to prophesy. How do we make it happen? How do we bring to pass the latter day? Time is an event. Time with God isn't a minute on the clock because He's beyond time. He's endless. He's eternal. So God doesn't reference time in the way we do. It's not like, well, it's 6 o'clock. I thought God would do it. Now it's midnight and He hasn't done it yet. That's not it. God looks at time as an event. You read about it in the day of Moses, God did, in the day of Noah. That's how God references time. When we obey the word of the Lord, when we take a step of faith towards something God has put in our hearts, no matter how impossible it may seem, when God touches your life and you just say, "I'm changed now and forever," you don't wait to see. You declare it. That's prophecy. You speak it. How do we bring this time in? By knowing this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that which was spoken by Peter. I say of the Lord, I prophesy today. We are living in those days of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You're walking in that season of time. You're a living, breathing testimony to the anointing of God. And Father, I pray right now for every viewer. I pray that by Your Spirit, Lord, that You would put a word in them that just flows out of their mouth. I pray that You would bait the passion of Your people's heart today. Touch their lives, Lord, even as You touched mine. God, no respecter of person. Touch their life. Touch their heart today. God, as I know You already have and You're already there, but I pray, God, You'd awaken their mind and their hearts to hear, to know, to remember that You've called them by their name and You've called them to know Your name. I pray for the Spirit and the anointing of prophecy to be poured out in everyone that's listening, that you will be moved by the Spirit of God. Even if you don't know what to say, God's going to speak a word into your heart that cannot necessarily be uttered. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, and He's going to lead you into a time where you will open your mouth and you will prophesy whether it's one time or time after time after time, and you'll declare the word of the Lord and you'll watch it unfold in your personal life. God is so present, He's so powerful, and God is speaking to you, and God is going to speak through you. This is the greatest season of your lives. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, the altar is open for your giving and for your support. I'm so glad you joined us tonight, or maybe you're watching this during the day or early morning. But I ask you and encourage you, listen to what has been said and make one determination. This word tonight was for you and for you alone. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your giving. Thank you for your hearts and your love and your continued support. Continue to do it. And if you've never supported, do it now. Become a part of this body through your support and through your viewership. We invite you to become part of the family, PFC family. We are a prophetic generation, listening and hearing the word of God. And God speaks to us. We are here to fulfill the word of prophecy. And that's your call as well. So I encourage you, sow a seed financially in the soil of this word tonight. God bless you. God keep you, and He will. And remember, this is a day God has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Go out with a prophetic shout.